In a moment, we're going to take a break, but before we do, I'm going to throw it to Secretary Brogan for some brief words.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and I do have to run to a meeting here, but I wanted to say, just acknowledge an employee sitting in the room because it's her last day today, Karina Van Zee, her last day with Game Fish and Parks, and she'll be leaving us to work for the conservation districts in Hand County, and we're going to miss her. She's been a great asset to the team. She's got a growing family, and we're excited about that. So congratulations on that. Congratulations on a new job, and yeah, don't be a stranger. So thank you, Karina, for all your hard work and efforts. So that's all I wanted to say, Madam Chair. Have a great rest of your meeting.
Very good. And with that, we are going to take a break. It's 9:06. We will be back in 15 minutes, so small break. And welcome back, everybody. We've got a couple of items left for this month's Game Fish and Park Commission meeting, and we're going to jump right to it. Veterans Experiencing the Outdoors Donation Program with Director Van Meteren. Welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners. If you turn to item number 20 in your book there, you will see a new program, a new initiative we're going to start this year. We've Jeff Van Meteren, by the way, Parks Director for Game Fish and Parks. We're gonna implement this summer, kind of a soft move into this thing. You know, our goal with this program is to truly assist veterans with therapeutic events in our parks. We just feel there's a need for that with our veterans. They use our parks currently. We just think we have a great platform for that. So the goal of this is to both financially collect some donations to help with those events, but also just to provide the parks and the amenities that they're desiring. Currently, we have two events that happen in our parks. One is the annual Wahi Downstream Hunt, and then we also have the one that many of you have been exposed to out at Rocky Point with the Veterans Outdoor Therapy Archery Antelope Hunt at Rocky Point. So, again, these funds will go towards assisting communities, organizations that want to partner with us to perform, to put together these events. So we're going to put together a small committee, probably a five-member committee made up of some veteran organizations that will help us make decisions on how to utilize those funds. We may ask a commissioner to join that group as well. So, again, we're excited about this. This is something that comes out of conversations we have every year with veterans organizations. How can you help us, veterans themselves, and even legislators that are looking to help veterans? This isn't a handout program where we're just going to give something away to all the veterans. This is a program that really helps veterans that are in need that want this service, and that's what they've asked for. They don't want a handout. They want a program that helps them with needs. This is a new adventure to us, but yet at the same time we have some great experience with this. So we're also going to probably make this one of our roundup options when making reservations, if that has an interest for folks to do that. Otherwise, we have the little QR code down at the bottom of this poster that will allow folks to funnel those donations towards this program. So that's kind of where we're at right now. I guess we've entitled it with a catchy little slogan, Operation Outdoors. So that's what our Veterans Experiencing Outdoors Donation Program will be all about. So with that, I would open it up to any questions.
Jeff, what did you say the timeline is to get it up and running?
We're hoping to get it up. Madam Chair, we're hoping to get it up here in the next 30 days. So, yeah, yep, we've had a lot of conversations with those veterans organizations members. We're talking exclusively with one that's really connected with the Council of South Dakota Veterans. We've already got the channel for those funds and where they'll go. We've been told by some of those veteran folks that we could expect some folks out there in the world to match some of these funds too. So we're interested to see what the potential is. But this is also going to really both take and give local communities, local organizations, the opportunity to partner with us. We're hoping, just like we did last year, where we match the funds locally to put on that event out at Rocky Point.
So. Okay. Any questions? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling. Director, when these funds come in, where are they? How are they channeled? Where do deposits go to? How is the funding going to be handled? Thank you.
Through the chair. Great question, Commissioner Bartling. So currently, we'll create a fiscal account within our Parks Division to funnel them. But as they get bigger, our intent is to move them towards the foundation. So we've already talked to them about that. But we right now we don't know what we're going to be generating in terms of dollars. So we're going to start off a little slow that way or a little small that way, and then eventually be moving towards the foundation. And I think by going through the foundation, we'll also create some opportunities for additional people to give and again possibly to match those funds. Exactly.
For tax deductible.
Correct. Correct. And I'm sure there will be some that will want that. So.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? Great project. Thank you very much. And I know you're going